I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's why you don't matter as the fan, as the ticket-buying fan, as going-to-the-game fan. Not that you don't matter, but you don't matter as much as other people. First of all, this is why Jim is mad, too. The Steelers have moved that Bengals game October 22nd from 1 to 425, and they do it 10 days before. That's not the Steelers, that's the NFL, and that's the flex scheduling. So it's going to be on the 22nd, so it's like 10 days from now. And, you know, you think of, well, that's a short time window. Well, that's the way it works in the NFL. Again, not the Steelers, the NFL. This is different for me because my whole life, I've lived 5 to 10 miles from the stadium, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I want to go to the stadium. I go to the tailgate party, or I go to somebody's tailgate party or somebody's seats or whatever, or my seats or my brother's season ticket holder. I go down there. I leave when I want to leave. I go down there. I make it in 15 minutes. 10 minutes, you know, I shoot down 28 where I grew up in Sharpsburg, now where I live in Hampton. I'm down there 20 minutes because I go early. But I don't, because we can get lost in that if we live right around here. But you change a game just 3 hours, we often don't look at it from the perspective of, there's a lot of Steeler fans who live in Harrisburg, a lot who live in Erie, a lot who live in Columbus, a lot who fly in, right? Josh, you did a book about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Steeler fans all over the place. 3 hours can impact all their travel, all their stuff, everything they've built their weekend around, changing it from a 1 o'clock game to a 4 o'clock game. It really can. Now that flight they were going to get, they might not be able to make. They might have had a flight at 9 o'clock that night, where 8 o'clock that night, where they don't know if they can make it home now.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Mm-hmm. And it's different. And you do that just 10 days before, you could blow somebody's whole weekend up. And I'm not mad about this. I'm just stating facts. Here's why the fan inside the building isn't 1/100th of a worry to the NFL that the TV fan is. And this is why this Anthem stuff, they better get it right. Because the money made on the fans who are at the stadium, peanuts. You're just a prop. You're somebody who brings a terrible towel. It is a soundstage for the most part to create an atmosphere for the NFL. You ain't nothing. They making a ton of money off you. The money is made with that TV revenue. But that's why this on-field display of the Anthem stuff, they better get it right because they can't lose ratings. They can't lose advertisers. They can't lose revenue on TV. They could switch a game 10 days before, and they don't care if it impacts you as a ticket buyer because you're not what matters. What matters is that those TV eyes, Josh.
Yeah, that's a fact, and they better get it right. You're absolutely right, which led to Goodell sending out the memo. Mm-hmm. But, man, I'll tell you, they're going to hold their breath every single time before every single game, unless they come up with something saying that both teams are in the locker room, they come out after.
Right, and we're getting texts here like this guy says, I live in Louisville. I come in every single home game on a Southwest flight. It screws me up now. Now I'm totally screwed up. Now I have to drive.
They don't care about you.
They don't care. They say they care, Jim.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Max Talbot,
he
care.
But and the point I'm making here is this, and is there a little bit of exaggeration going on? Yeah, of course. Sure, that's what I do. But I'm not far off. They care, but they don't care anywhere near the degree of the TV consumer.
They're weighing what's more important is
yes.
What they're doing. They do care, but what's more important to them are the eyeballs at home in the living room.
Yes, and people say, you can be outraged, and it doesn't matter. Like, again, me, I've never been in your predicament. Because me, I've always lived 10, 15 minutes from the stadium. Mm-hmm. Where I grew up, house I grew up in, 5 miles door to door. 5 miles from my living room I grew up in to home plate at Three River Stadium, to the 50-yard line at Three River Stadium. So, but I do understand, hey, you live in Wheeling. You live in, you know, you live somewhere like that. You live in Harrisburg. That's the difference between your kids getting to bed and going to school
absolutely.
The next day or not.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. That changes things. You live in Columbus. You live, you know, somewhere in southern Ohio. I get that. You live in western New York. That sucks. But just know when you buy those tickets next time or next year or whenever you're looking for them, you don't matter anywhere near as much as that TV consumer does. So they can 10 days before. go like that. And for selfish reasons, you know who really hates the 4 o'clock start time?
Who's that?
J-I-M-B-O. Huh, Jim?
Absolutely.
Why is this?
425 road game?
Yeah.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
425 home game? Nay. Because they don't get home. Well, the worst, though, is
then
when they
early wake up.
The worst is the Sunday night. You know, now, if something would happen that the Steelers get flexed out of a Sunday night game.
Right.
Tremendous.
Yeah, that's big.
That would be huge.
And you know the other thing, too? If you can't make the game because they changed the time, you know what you're going to do? You're going to watch it on TV.
Of course you will.
Bam. Ratings. Revenue. Yeah. Wham. The TV. Pretty
and those
soon,
tickets will be used.
Yeah.
You'll find somebody.
More than likely, yes.
You know, this isn't, but Pitt fans and ACC, and I don't know what it's like in other conferences, they don't announce, they didn't announce the time, you know, they go like a week, kind of like 2 weeks ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They announce on a Monday what the second weekend from then, what the schedule's going to be, unless it's a prime time game that's already been scheduled. But, you know, Pitt didn't know, like the NC State game, it was homecoming. They didn't know until like 2 weeks ago, basically. That it was going to be a noon kickoff. They didn't know until Monday, this past Monday, that the Duke game down there is going to start at 12:20.
That's why, again,
12:30.
It's evolving to the point where they're just going to play games on sound stages in front of, you know, 50 people. You're just props as fans. You're not a huge money maker for them. They just want to be on TV so people can bet, so people can pull for their team, so people can play fantasy football.
There was a guy in Boston years ago, Eddie Andelman, who had a talk show, you might still have one, predicted that at some point you're not even going to have to pay to get into the stadium.
I was just going to say that.
Because they're going to need a studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
That because everything's, you know, so many people are going to be watching
it's
on
like
TV.
It's like The Price is Right. Go watch The Price is Right
today.
Come
on down.
Watch it, though. Count how many. It looks like it's a huge place. There's probably only 80 people in there. There's not a ton. There's only like 8 rows.
You ever been on The Price is Right?
I have.
You have?
I haven't been
Did
to
you
the
get
show.
Chosen?
No, I didn't. I went when it was... when they weren't filming, I went in the studio. And
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
And it's a small little studio.
Would have been great.
It's not a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But go in there. They don't care about those people. Those people don't matter
no,
a bit.
No.
They care about all the people who are watching on TV. It's the same thing with football.
Right.
Same principle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.